Hey. Did you
ever see it?
Huh? Hey. Or something like that.
If it's made out of plastic, it'd be a plastic egg. If it's made out of china, it'd be a...
No, china egg.
You ever see that?
No, I never did see one. You know, I used to see these glass eggs, so...
When you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
Well, I don't eat chicken that much. I can feel a lot of that bone in it.
Well, sometimes there's a bone, sometimes children will take it and they'll break it apart.
That's right.
What do they call that bone?
They call one of the thigh bone and the other the leg bone, don't they?
Do you ever hear pulley bone or wishbone?
I heard them say that about a chicken, but I ain't never saw that.
What, the
wishbone?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the time before I married, the old folks would tell us that you eat the wishbone or chicken and make a wish. And whatever you wish, dream of that night, you know, you see them calling you married or something, or what night we did that. My cousin said, "Hey, what did you dream of?" I said, "I ain't dreaming nothing." She said, "I ain't dreamed of drinking salty water all night."
Yeah,
they eat that
with gold
bone up there.
What animals do you get pork from?
Pork hog.
Where do you keep them?
Well, when we used to raise them, we used to keep them in a lot. Mm-hmm. And then when we get ready to fatten them, we build a fattening pen and put them in.
What do you call the fenced-in area around the barn where the animals can walk around?
I call that a lot.
Uh-huh. Is that what you meant? Is that where you keep the hogs?
No, we keep the hog kind of in a separate pen.
A place where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and everything, what would you call that place?
I call it a dairy room.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else?
No. If I did, I can't remember that.
You heard about the dairy queen by the sale of ice cream and all that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you know they advertise the dairy queen where you can get the from now. Just, I just reading in there. Book what it says. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have one. I ain't had one of them in a long time.
Where would people keep milk and butter before they have a refrigerator?
Before they have a refrigerator? Well, I'll tell you the truth. Now, we used to keep milk and butter before we had a refrigerator. And lots of time to keep it cool, we'd let it down in the well.
Mm-hmm. How would you let it down the well?
With a rope.
What would you have it then?
And a pail. Uh-huh. You know, bucket, pail, and so on.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, I don't guess there's no difference between.
What did you call the cedar thing that you carry water in?
Carry water in?
Uh-huh.
That's
made out of cedar?
So we call it a cedar bucket.
What was the pail made out of?
Well, sometimes it
can get aluminum, you can get
zinc,
and aluminum, and granite.
Can a pail be made out of wood?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pail
be wood. Long years ago, when I was a child, they had these dug wells, and that's the only bucket they have on them. We used to recite a poem about the old iron bound bucket.